see when a person is in hospital, and as long as that machine that shows our pulse and blood pressure, as long as it is going up and down, a person is living. But once that machine once the line goes straight, then that person is no more. So the journey of life is that it has its ups and downs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests a person with some sort of difficulty, some sort of hardship. So one is the difficulty that befalls a person. How does an individual respond to that difficulty? And one is that we see a person in a difficulty, and how do we react and respond to that particular person? So for example, sometimes as parents, when something befalls our children, then the instinctive or natural response is that, you see, I told you not to do that. You didn't listen to me, now this is what befell you. And sometimes we look at a person going through some difficulty, and instinctively, unnaturally, we respond in a manner that, because of what he did, because of the guna, of the sin, of what he did, this is the result thereof. So there is a cause and effect. Actually, sometimes things happen. For example, in the battle of Uhud, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had instructed these archers to remain in their position. Sahaba radiallahu anhum were winning the battle. When these archers, 50 odd, realized that we are winning the battle, it is now time to run for the booty, some of them decided to leave their position and run after the booty. Whereas the Amir of that group instructed them that it is not time for us to leave this position. We should remain in this position, because the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that we remain in this position. But nonetheless, we know what transpired. They left that position, and then the tables turned. So sometimes, why did the tables turn? Sometimes it's because of what we ourselves had done. A person, for example, no disrespect to those who smoke, a person smokes his entire life, and then his lungs give up. It is but his fault. A person drives over the speed limit and gets stopped by a policeman. It is but his fault. A person overindulges and something happens to him. He gets sick, he gets upset. It is but his fault. So the cause and effect, the cause can be us. If we do not follow the instruction, if we do not follow the manner in which we're supposed to do things, and something goes haywire, then it is but our fault. But sometimes something happens, and it is not because of something that has transpired. Something just happens naturally. An earthquake, a sickness, a disease. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to, that we will indeed test you. There will be some difficulty. There will be some fear, some anxiety will befall you. Individually, as a family, collectively, as a community, and sometimes as a country as a whole. Individually, a person will feel fear, anxiety. He'll feel depressed. There might be hunger. There might be poverty, the test of poverty, of hunger. We see it happening in Syria. Collectively, they are going through difficulty. They are going through anxiety, hunger, poverty, etc. So sometimes there's a loss of life, illness. So these things befall a person not because of his own doing. So how does the person who the difficulty has befallen, how does he react? What does he say? What should be his instinctive response? His instinctive response should be, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. His instinctive response should be that indeed, Inna lillahi, it is but from Allah, وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And indeed we are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the question is, when the difficulty befalls us, how do we respond? And when we respond in a manner according to our intellect, then it has a domino effect. If, for example, a person is driving, something happens to his car, he starts thinking, I shouldn't have bought this car. I should have bought the other car. Then, you see, I had to drive fast, so now we met up in an accident. We caught up in traffic. And he tells his wife or his children, you see, we left late. Had we left earlier, we would have been on time. So, one excuse leads to the other. Because of this, this happened. Because of that, that happened. So, and we feel a sense of entitlement. That it is my body, my life, my possessions. Why is this happening to me? Why is this calamity befalling me? Why is this musibah befalling me? I ought to be in control of things. I ought to be making things happen. When we have the sense of entitlement, then we forget that we and the things around us, where did it come from? Who gave us these things? That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us that instinctively we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It is but from Allah. This life I have, it is from Allah. These possessions I have, it is from Allah. This health I have, it is from Allah. The life, the property, the wealth, everything that we have, that we own, and that we see, that we are wearing, we are using, it is from Allah. So when Allah takes a little bit away, or sometimes a lot away, it is instinctively our response that we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It is but from Allah. And when we say this, when we say, Allah, it is from you. When we say this, what will happen? We will realize that whatever is happening, it is but from Allah. And we are strengthening our relationship with Allah. Because the one who solves his matter with Allah, who makes his islah with Allah, who solves his matter with Allah, Allah will solve his matter with the creation around him. The one who solves his matter with Allah, Allah will solve his matter with the people around him, with creation. And he will feel a sense of contentment. That immediately he is placing his, not only his trust, his entire matter in the hands of Allah. He's placing his entire matter in the hands of Allah. He's saying, Allah, this is from you, and you will solve the problem. And why is Allah giving this? See, this word musibah, in Arabic, literally it means to hit the target. So how is it possible that a difficulty has befallen us? And literally it would mean that Allah is hitting the target. Allah has targeted that this musibah, this difficulty is for you. Because the difficulty has been preordained. It is going to happen to you. Suddenly you are going to find yourself that you are ill. Suddenly you find yourself that you are going through some difficulty financially. Physically some difficulty. Some loss of life. Some loss of property. This has been preordained. This is what Allah has meant for you. Allah has hit the target. It is, the difficulty is for you. And why it is for you? Because you were running like a wildfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to make you see that you belong to Allah. You ought to return to Allah. Allah wants to make you feel and make you realize that you need to know that who is in control. Not you. That it is Allah that is in control. So when we realize this, that this is from Allah, and Allah will sort it out, then we have a sense of contentment in our heart. We hand the matter to Allah. It is from Allah. He will sort it out. So when we mend our relationship with Allah, Allah will mend our relationship with the rest of creation. So we respond by saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then in this ayah, فَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives glad tidings to those who make sabr, to those who are patient, to those who say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is the command, the ayah, it is a command to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you give glad tidings to those who are patient, give them glad tidings, give them glad tidings, congratulate them for the sabr that you are making. So right now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not here. We are going through some difficulty. We read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We bear the difficulty with patience. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not here to congratulate us. Insha'Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will congratulate us that you are the ones that were patient. You bore the difficulty with patience. He will congratulate you. Do we not want this? That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah is congratulating us because of the patience that we bore, because of whatever difficulty befell us. So, Bashir is sabirin. And it is so ironic that there is a difficulty, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that congratulations for you. Who do you congratulate? You congratulate a person that has accomplished something, a person who has achieved something. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is congratulating us because of some difficulty that has befallen us. When you meet somebody that is in difficulty, what do you tell him? Hey, congratulations, you are so ill. Congratulations, you lost your car. Congratulations, your mother or father had passed away. No, when we meet somebody that has gone through some difficulty or is in some difficulty, we do not congratulate them. We tell them that we are sorry for the loss that you are going through, etc., etc. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is congratulating the person who is in difficulty, but he bears it with patience. There is congratulations for him. That you have realized that this difficulty is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have realized that this difficulty is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it is meant for you. It is meant for you. It has been preordained and it is meant for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hit the target. It is for you and you will grow in your response with Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and you will grow in your patience and in your sabr, and you will grow in your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is also that when this difficulty befalls us, we have to realize that whatever we have, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is here. If things were easy in this life, then it wouldn't have been dunya, it would have been Jannah. So the nature of life, the nature of the way life goes, is that there has to be some difficulty. For those that are in ease, who have everything, and for those who are not necessarily in ease and who don't have a lot of things. For those that have things, things are going smoothly, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us with these difficulties. For them also, they have to respond in a like manner. And for those that have some difficulty, they also have to respond in the like manner. So it makes us understand that when we have life, when we have good health, when we have things of material and we have possessions, then we also need to make shukr for the things that we have. We don't take these things for granted. We don't take the life that we have for granted. Everything is moving smoothly. We have a sense, we naturally fall in the sense of entitlement and a sense of ease and comfort that things are happening because I'm making it happen. No. Things are happening because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it happen. And even though that we may not have all the things of life, yet we make shukr for the things that we have. We have eyes with which we can see, ears with which we can hear. We are able to walk, we are able to talk. We are able to do a lot of things that other people aren't able to do. So it makes us feel that we need to make shukr for the things that we have, and when the difficulty befalls us, then we need to bear it with patience and perseverance, and we need to respond in the manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to respond by saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It is but from Allah, and we are going to return to Allah, and that is what Allah wants us through the difficulty and the musibah, that we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to be patient when it is time for us to be patient and to respond in the correct manner.